In Canada, two former Anglican bishops will be received with members of their congregations into full communion with the Catholic Church on Divine Mercy Sunday in accordance with Pope Benedict XVI's 2009 Apostolic Constitution Anglicanorum Cetibus, which provides a structure for welcoming Anglicans into the Catholic Church. The ceremonies of reception will be held at special masses, one in Ottawa, the nation's capital, the other in Victoria on Canada's west coast. Catholic Archbishop Terence Prendergast of Ottawa spoke to us about the significance of the event.
We began talking about it several years ago, and I began then to talk with Cardinal Collins, who is in charge of Anglicanorum Cetibus in Canada. And we began to look at what a possible date might be. And when the Archbishop of this Anglican Communion, Anglican Catholic Church of Canada, decided on the 15th of April, Divine Mercy Sunday, Bishop Reed here in Ottawa asked if he might, with his community, be received on the same day. And gradually we began to work towards that goal.
You've described this as one of the first fruits of Anglicanorum Cetibus. What's the context of this celebration?
Well, we were looking for an occasion to receive them in a liturgical celebration, and he proposed Divine Mercy Sunday because that was the date the other group had asked for. They felt that they should come together. He has several congregations in the area, and so two other priests and a deacon and their wives and their families are coming in. It's also led to somewhat of a split in the community. Some of them decided not to go forward with the visit or with the move, with the transition, with the reception of the Catholic Church, but the others embraced it enthusiastically, not knowing exactly what's going to come about. Bishop Reed, and the other two priests and the deacon are hoping that they will be received as candidates for the priesthood later on. That has not been defined or decided completely. They have been assured that so far there's nothing standing in the way. They received a nulla osta from the Congregation for Divine Worship, for the Doctrine of the Faith. And we're hoping that after testing and some theological preparation, some theological courses, that they may be received. In fact, I am not really working on that. This is going to be handled by the ordinary for the ordinary in the United States, Monsignor Steenson, with whom I've been in touch as well. He's basically taking things over. So we are, in effect, being the Archdiocese of Ottawa, myself and my staff are temporarily working with this congregation, receiving them, but realizing that they will be within the Roman Catholic Church, but under different management, under different direction, different governance.
And Archbishop, this is certainly a joyful moment, ecumenically speaking, where we do have groups of Christians reuniting, but it's also very delicate, where certainly I know the Church in Canada has very good relations with the Anglican Church in Canada. Can you speak a little bit about the ecumenical dimension, first of this weekend's reception, and also of the broader picture?
Well, I don't know what reaction is going to be among other Christians in the city. I presume some will say, well, this is what the people want, and so we're happy for them. I think it's a bit sad, perhaps, for some of the Anglicans, the Anglicans who are remaining in their church. I am on very good terms with the local Anglican bishop, Bishop Chapman. John and his wife, Catherine, are friends. I've basically tried to keep him apprised of the developments as they moved along. Yesterday, I sent him the press release that's going to be going out today in the media, just so that he wouldn't hear about it from somebody else beforehand. And so at every stage, he's been quite content, I think, to be informed and to be kept abreast. But they are going to continue their own particular celebrations and their own particular life as Anglican Christians here. So we've tried to respond to a request from a certain group of Anglicans who wish full communion now, And we also realize that we have to continue to work for the full unity of the church in whatever way Christ would like that to be, how he wants to bring it about with the remaining Anglicans. So that's basically how it's seen here. I really have not talked with other Christian leaders about this. It really is a very small group that's coming in. It's a significant group. Many Catholics in the city are aware of this small body of Anglican Catholics of Canada, Anglican Catholic Church of Canada believers coming in, and they've taken part with us in the March for Life. They've taken part in witnessing before abortion clinics and so on. They share some of our values very strongly and are unafraid to articulate that. They came, for example, last week on the way of the cross that we had in the city with us. So they have a very good relationship with us, and that will continue. I expect a good number of Roman Catholics and perhaps other Christians will come to the Mass on Sunday afternoon. How many, we don't know exactly know, but we're having the Mass at St. Patrick's Basilica, a rather large church in downtown Ottawa.
And can you speak a little bit about the future? What do you anticipate for this community within your diocese now in coming days?
Well, for the initial life of this new community, we are going to have the priest who's been working with them in preparing for their entrance into the church celebrate Mass for them on Sundays. They don't have any of their own priests yet. How long that will last, I don't know. They will carry on, obviously, with the leadership that is there in the congregation. Monsignor Steenson is planning to come to visit Ottawa and Toronto in the foreseeable future. It's not exactly tied down yet. But I'm basically turning the matter over to him, cooperating as much as I can and welcoming them. And basically, in a way, they're going to be towards us the way some of the other Christian groups are, Catholic groups are in the city, the Syrian Catholics, the Ukrainian Catholics, the Maronite Catholics. We have lots of smaller congregations and active congregations of other churches who are in union with the Roman Catholic Church in our city. So I will treat this basically as another group like that, because they will be under Monsignor Steenson. Obviously, if they want to, just as Maronites can come and take part in Mass in our cathedral or other churches when it's convenient for them, or when their Mass is not available for them, or it doesn't work out some other way. Similarly, with this group, they'll be able to come to any of the Catholic churches, and of course, our people will also be able to go to their congregation. I've learned how to celebrate Mass in the Anglican tradition that's been approved for this group of Anglicans to come over, and I'll be celebrating their liturgy on Sunday afternoon, and the priest who's been working with them has also learned their liturgy as well, so I think that will encourage them and comfort them, but obviously they can come and receive communion at any of the other Catholic churches in town.
So you will be celebrating in the Anglican use rite that's been approved for them now.
That's right. I had my second rehearsal last night. I think I can do it. It's somewhat similar to the extraordinary form of Mass, and I've celebrated Mass in that form a number of times with the priestly fraternity of St. Peter, who are here in Ottawa as well.
And let me ask you just one more question, Archbishop. This was Anglicanorum Caritatibus was certainly an initiative of Pope Benedict, and Pope Benedict has spoken a lot recently about the Year of Faith, the new evangelization generally. Do you see this as a fruit of that? Do you see this as kind of embracing that new evangelization, that new emphasis on faith?
Yes, in a way. I think anything that will strengthen unity among Christians is going to be a positive sign for others. One of the great scandals, of course, in our world is that there's so many Christians who believe in Jesus Christ and all that he has brought to us, and yet that we go about it in such different ways. Our disunity is a countersign to the evangelization of our world, and I think anything that will bring us closer together that recognizes unity and diversity is going to be a rich blessing for us and a help to evangelization.
Very good. Archbishop, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Just that I wish your listeners and viewers well, and I hope that they all have a great Easter season.